This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, October 25th, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host. We have a lot of breaking news. The BLM is at it again. The same people that came after the ranchers, the cowboys, the farmers, the miners, now are coming after the horses. And this is also an illegal operation that they've got going on here. And, of course, we have some updates as well. It's also Department, the Secretary of the Interior, the Department of Interior, that is in charge of the catastrophe at that gold mine. It was miners in Oregon, you remember, that they were going to shut down because they were just too concerned about any tiny spillovers. So then they go to another area, to a gold mine, and even though a retired engineer said what they were proposing to do was going to explode, and he did it about a month, I think, before they actually did the operation. He said, of course, they're going to do it anyway, and they're going to use this as an excuse to increase the size of the bureaucracy. And now we see that the Indians downstream, this went through several states, massive pollution of heavy metals from the explosion that the EPA caused. Again, the EPA as well as the BLM under the Department of the Interior. This massive explosion that released all of this heavy metal into the river that polluted the river through multiple states is now going into the lands of the Navajo Indians, and they could care less about that. They said, you're not going to get any help from the EPA. You're not going to get any help from FEMA. We're just going to destroy your drinking water. That's the way the government rolls. We're also going to take a look at politics, because we've got some new polls showing that Ben Carson is now taking the lead in Iowa, and he is beating the drum about an intensified drug war. Yes, maybe Ben has been under anesthesia for the last 44 years. Ben, the drug war doesn't work. You need to understand it doesn't work. We're going to talk about why it doesn't work. We're going to talk about why Ben Carson doesn't seem to understand the Constitution or individual liberty. We're also looking at Jeb Bush's campaign is collapsing. But when questioned about it, he says, blah, blah, blah. That's my response. Kind of like, I guess, in that first debate when he said, they call me Jeb and I earned that. Still don't understand what that comment meant. But, yeah, his response was blah, blah, blah. And then he goes on to say that if he wasn't running for president, taking all this flack from Donald Trump, he could be doing some really cool things. Well, we want to encourage Jeb Bush to go explore those really cool things. Who knows what he might be doing? Maybe he'll be parachuting out of airplanes like his dad used to do. But let's encourage him to do that. We've got an update from Tony Blair. He's now issued an apology for Iraq. Well, kind of. Not really. He says, I'm sorry that I acted on bad intelligence that was given to me by other people. That's as close as you're going to get to an apology from any of these people. We're going to look at what happened in detail with Tony Blair. We're going to look at the long history of the buildup to Iraq. We'll point out that. But I also want to tie it in with a documentary that I saw yesterday. It was essentially about a back and forth between charter schools and public schools, what can go wrong with charter schools, looking at some of the crony capitalism problems that you get when you have the government financing charter schools. And they looked at the Fethullah Gulen schools. Fethullah Gulen is a man who came from Turkey. We'll talk about that, and we'll talk about the fact that this is one of the largest networks of charter schools in the world and in the country and in Texas. It was just recently surpassed by another charter school group in Texas, but they have over 1,000 schools worldwide. This is a radical Turkish imam who was kicked out of Turkey because they were concerned that he wanted to set up an Islamic State, a transnational caliphate. Does that sound familiar? Actually, that happened back in 1999. When they kicked him out of Turkey, where do you think he went? He went to the United States. Who got him into the United States? The CIA. The CIA wrote letters of accommodations for this fellow. who has now, through his network of charter schools, ripped off the American public to the tune of $500 million. And this is a guy who wants to put out the Islamic Caliphate state. Not just training terrorists, it's educating the next generation of terrorists. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Sunday, October 25th, 2015. As I mentioned in the last segment, we're going to talk about the latest BLM illegal operation, killing 2,000 horses that are protected, wild horses. It was an illegal operation, but even more interesting is how much money was made by an individual, and then the fact that the Office of Inspector General doesn't really want to investigate this. That's what I find most interesting. But before we do, I want to talk about the latest updates that we have coming out of the Middle East. We've got Tony Blair in an article on Infowars.com from RT, acknowledging that ISIS stemmed from the Iraq invasion, but he refuses to apologize for toppling Saddam. He says, I can say that I apologize for the fact that the intelligence we received was wrong. In other words, he's not apologizing. He's simply passing the buck. Of course, Hillary Clinton never apologized, never even comes that close to an apology, and we're going to talk some more about the lies of the Benghazi hearing that we heard the other day, as well as the concerns about her health. I think legitimate concerns that have been brought up by Matt Drudge. The Washington Post pushed back on that, and then Drudge yesterday pushed back on what the Washington Post said. So we're going to have the back and forth of that. We're also going to play you a little bit of what Drudge was referring to when he talked about there were issues of her health that were maybe the most important things that came out of the Benghazi hearings. But before we get to Hillary Clinton, before we get to the BLM, I want to take a look at what's going on with this Blair non-admission of problems. He says, I find it hard to apologize for removing Saddam. I think even from today in 2015, it's better that he's not there than that he is there. And I would have to say exactly how. When you stop and think about the massive amount of blood and money that has been spent, the massive amount of innocent lives that have been spent, the pollution of Fallujah with weapons of depleted uranium that is causing birth defects, things that are going to happen and continue to happen for generations. How do you justify something like that? And, of course, when I look at Tony Blair confessing to what he says is blowback and then not even really taking responsibility for making the decision, look, those people work for you. As Harry Truman said, the buck stops with you. If you hire the intelligence people, if they're your people, they're producing the intelligence, you trust them, you don't want to vet that intelligence yourself personally, you're still responsible. You're ultimately responsible. You're the one pushing this war. And we know from just released memos that Tony Blair was conspiring with George W. Bush a year in advance of this all happening. This is something they're working on for a very long time. But, of course, what he would like to do is he would like to have you continue to focus on the fact that mistakes were made, that this is all part of a blowback, that ISIS came from bad policy, that bad policy came from bad intelligence. That's simply not the case. Not the case at all. This is not blowback. This is criminal conspiracy to create ISIS. This is what we're looking at here. I think it's interesting. Go back and look at a documentary film called The Fog of War that was done by Errol Morris, a very good documentarian. He did another film called The Thin Blue Line that was about the murder of a police officer, a guy that was sitting on death row. And when Errol Morris looked and investigated this case and started looking at the facts of it, he found they had the wrong man. They were interested in getting somebody punished for the death of this police officer, but it was the wrong man. And he actually, this is actually really an amazing documentary. He got the person who actually did the murder to confess when he was interviewing him for the documentary. So that's The Thin Blue Line. He followed that up with a lot of good documentaries. I think the best was The Fog of War. And that was about Robert McNamara. And again, he had this setup where just kind of like, he called it the Interrotron. And it was kind of like a teleprompter, except that instead of them seeing what they're supposed to read and you know, as a TV announcer is typically the way the anchors typically do it. We don't use teleprompters here, but in most news organizations, they will have everything written out for them. They just read it off the teleprompter. But instead, these people would look at, when they would look at this teleprompter, they would see Errol Morris's face, and they would have a conversation with this box. And it was interesting because it kind of put it off in another level of indirection. Kind of the same way that when Alex went into Google and put a real camera in front of the people's face and started talking to them last Thursday, recording them, putting a camera there, they got all flustered because he was right there with that camera in their face. But they were sitting in front of a laptop that has a camera, has a microphone. They don't think about that. Same way we had the video of Tom Mabe as he would dress up like a man in black government agent with the headphones and carrying a boom mic, and he would chase people around in public. He'd go up to them and put a boom mic in front of their faces. They're talking to other people sitting on a bench or as they're walking down the street talking on the phone, and they would start to get angry or they would try to run away from him, and yet their phone conversations are being recorded all the time by the government, by the NSA, being passed on to the government by the phone company. So there's this, when Errol Morris would do this with his documentaries, he would use this Interrotron, and they would be talking to a box instead of to a person. It would relax people, interestingly enough. That's how he got the murderer to confess, and it's how he got Robert McNamara, the former defense secretary during the Vietnam War, that's how he got him to confess to being a war criminal. Yeah, he did that. He got him to confess to using the Gulf of Tonkin as a false flag, interestingly enough. Now, that right there was huge. He got him to confess that they knew that the domino theory was total nonsense. He recalled a meeting that they had with the North Vietnamese decades after the war. And one of the North Vietnamese pounded the table and said, "You stupid idiot. You thought we were going to become pawns of the Chinese? Don't you know anything about history? Don't you know that the Vietnamese have been fighting the Chinese for 1,000 years for their independence? We didn't want to be slaves of the French. We didn't want to be slaves of the Americans. We didn't want to be slaves of the Chinese either." And, of course, we've seen that now in subsequent years. We've seen that there's been a back and forth of the Chinese trying to encroach upon Vietnam, and we've seen them pushing back. So he admitted that. He admitted that they knew that the Gulf of Tonkin quote-unquote attack was total nonsense, and they used it as justification to escalate the war. But he tried to deflect things. He didn't want to say that he was a war criminal because of Vietnam. What he wanted to say was, well, he was at the end of his life. He died shortly after this documentary was done. And so he wanted to confess to being a war criminal, but not in a way that could really get him in trouble. So what he said was, the bombing campaigns that they had conducted during World War II against Japan, the firebombing campaigns, he said they caused massive destruction that was far worse than the nuclear weapons that were dropped. And he said it was unwarranted. And he said, if we had lost the war, we would have been tried as war criminals. So he would confess to being over the top with World War II because World War II was recognized by everyone as being a just war. We were attacked by the Japanese. We responded. But when he would not confess to being a war criminal when it came to Vietnam, because they had initiated that war, and they had created that war with a false flag attack. So watch that film. Watch Fog of War. It's a very well-done documentary. It'll really enlighten you to it. But I thought about that again yesterday as I saw this Blair acknowledgement of ISIS being created by their blowback, by their bad policy. I was watching another documentary. It was a screening by a local filmmaker, I was invited to see it. It's called Killing Ed. It's about charter schools, the back and forth between charter schools and public schools. One of the things that I think is very interesting about this is they use the worst case example of what can go wrong with charter schools, which is the Gulen organization, started by Fethullah Gulen. Now, Fethullah Gulen was someone who was a radical imam in Turkey. So radical, in fact, that he had to flee the country. What he was saying in Turkey was he wanted to establish a transnational Islamic state, a caliphate. Does that sound familiar? Of course, this was prior to 1999. He fled in 1999, 16 years ago, well before ISIS appeared on the scene a couple of years ago when they started calling him ISIS. Because we all know what ISIS is. We have seen the American government, we've seen the CIA create the Mujahideen and use them against Russia. They became Al-Qaeda. Then Al-Qaeda goes into Syria to be used as our surrogates. They call them Al-Nusra at first, then they call them ISIS. And this is something that's been going on a long time, and he had to come up with a new narrative. And we're going to tell you how this worked out when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Global warming covertly describes the effects of iron poisoning. CO2 is iron poison blood types and is the body's defense mechanism to buffer the oxygen iron attracts. CO2 in blood and blood type prevalences are used as false evidence for global warming and is the setup for the greatest fraud in history. The healthy blood type AB is on the Shroud of Turin and is their DNA proof they are his Christ. For further information, unveilingthem.com, UNVEILINGthem.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We were talking in the last segment about Tony Blair apologizing that he had received bad intelligence and saying that because somebody else had made mistakes. I mean, this is not even mistakes were made type of vague apologies. He's not even acknowledging responsibility for bad intelligence. He said, I received it. I'm sorry I received it. But hey, you know, wars happen. So after all this happened, and after we see now that ISIS has been the logical conclusion, many people are saying, the blowback. That's what he's trying to put out there for you. What I'm trying to get you to understand is that this is not blowback. This is not only a phony apology. It is a phony explanation for ISIS. You have to understand, as we've pointed out so many times here in InfoWars, they have been using Islamic jihadists as surrogate fighters for a very long time against Russia. And, of course, Vladimir Putin just said that. He said, there are no moderate terrorists, in spite of the what we've been told by John McCain as he meets with al-Nusra, which then becomes al-Qaeda. They've seen the fact that we used the Mujahideen in Afghanistan against the Russians, then they became al-Qaeda. They've seen the fact that we used Chechen terrorists against Russia internally, then they brought these same Chechen terrorists into Syria. They became al-Nusra and ISIS. This is very obvious to everybody. We've had even congressmen when they were trying to get the Syrian war started in a year and a half ago. Congressmen were saying, and it became a meme. We helped to publicize that. Do not use our military forces as an air force for al-Qaeda. Everybody knew that these quote-unquote Syrian rebels and moderate rebels, so forth, they were all al-Qaeda. They were the jihadi terrorists, whatever name you want to call them. ISIS, ISIL, doesn't matter. They're all the same. And we knew that it was rigged up. We had multiple congressmen saying it. We had Dennis Kucinich, retired congressman, saying it. Rand Paul, I think. Ted Cruz said it. It's Air Force for al-Qaeda. And, of course, they're being used as surrogates. But this is not something that happened because of bad foreign policy. This is by design. It's by design by the CIA. The CIA created these organizations. They equipped these organizations. They trained them. And they continue to equip them and support them, and not fight them. And that's what we're seeing now that Putin is going into the area. We have this article up on InfoWars.com. Baghdad allows Russia to bomb ISIL terrorists who are running from Syria into Iraq. They say, come on, get rid of them. We're tired of them being given equipment and allowed to operate here with impunity because the Americans can see them there. But they want to use them as leverage against not only Russia, but against us internally. Understand that when the USSR collapsed, they lost their justification for the big-ticket items that they had been using, the military-industrial complex, for the Cold War. How do you justify these transcontinental ballistic missiles, the multiple warheads, the massive bombers, and the big naval group carriers? You can't justify that against terrorists. So they had to start the Cold War back up. And what better way to do it than to use the same group of terrorists that they had used to essentially defeat the USSR in Afghanistan, the same group of terrorists that they had created in order to start the never-ending war on terror to justify the buildup, the military buildup within our country, within America, the militarization of the police, and using the military as police in our country. And a good example of this, as I started to talk about yesterday, was the film that I saw yesterday that was going through the history of one of the largest charter school groups in the country.
And it's being run by a guy who is here on exile out of Turkey, Fethullah Gulen. He had to flee Turkey 16 years ago because he was trying to create ISIS 16 years ago in Turkey, a transnational Islamic caliphate. And he was thrown out of Turkey, had to flee. Where did he go? He went to America, and he got into America because the CIA gave him special letters. There were many people in the government that didn't want him to come into the country, that opposed that. But they were overruled by these letters by the CIA. And so what has he done? In the last 16 years, he has been setting up Islamic schools for his brand of Islam throughout the world, and especially in the United States. And not only that, but we are subsidizing that. And he talks about how he's creating the golden generation, talking about how they're going to set up a spider net, spider web, to collect people in this spider web. They're going to bide their time, just like a spider. They're creating this web. They're creating the next generation of fighters in these schools, and they're just going to wait for this to happen. And he's supported in all this by the CIA, the same people that created Al-Qaeda, the same people that created ISIS. The way you want to the way you can change society, the way you can control societal change, of course, is through schools, through education. And, you know, I don't want my schools being controlled by somebody like Bill Ayers, but that's where he went to hang out. See, the educational establishment, the other side of this, of course, we can have organizations like the Gulen schools get massive funding from the government through the charter school program. But on the other side, you have the socialists like Bill Ayers who insinuate themselves into the government education system with the intention of remaking our society. And that's been the purpose of the government schools for quite some time. They didn't really start to realize that purpose until they consolidated control to the national level. And now things are starting to change very rapidly. We can all see what's happening. And the question is, are we going to be able to control that? But that's the way you change society. Every dictator has known that you grab the children when they're young, going all the way back to Plato's society. He said, we got to take the children away from their parents. We don't want to have families. Not only do they not want to have strong families, in Plato's Republic, they wanted to make sure no one even knew who their mother and father were. And so that's been the goal of people who want to have an authoritarian society throughout history. And you've heard the quotes, give me a child when he's three, let me have him for a few years, and he's mine for life. Or the biblical version of it, train up a child in the way he should go, and he will not depart from it when he is old. So there's your choice. You want to change the future? You do it with your children. And you either turn your children over to some social engineer, whether they're an Islamic fundamentalist or whether they're a socialist like Bill Ayer, or you do it yourself, and you instill the values in them that you want to instill in them. That's the future. The future is in your hands to educate your children. But that's where the people who want to engineer, who want to overthrow society, and I think it's very troubling to see that we have all these Islamic schools done by one of the first persons to talk about the Islamic State, to talk about a transnational caliphate being brought here to the United States and being used to train children in the United States and bring over a lot of people to do that from Turkey, by the way. Now, there's another article that we have today on Infowars.com, again, about Syria. Russian airstrikes hit 9 hospitals in Syria. I've talked many, many times about the repeated airstrikes by the Obama administration in Afghanistan. They attacked a Doctors Without Borders hospital for over a half hour, a hospital that they knew was a hospital prior to that. They were called as the attack was going. That continued on for a half hour. It was a horrendous atrocity. They have not apologized for it. They tried to cover up the investigation. But now we see that it is something that is now evidently the rule of war by everyone. Now we have the Russians doing it to 9 hospitals in Syria. That is the kind of brutality we have, and it makes it all the more important that we stop these wars. Stay with us. We're going to be right back, and we're going to talk about the BLM going to war with Americans. We'll be right back.
You can feel it in the air. Jack Frost is near. Seasons are changing, and it's time to start reinforcing your body's natural defenses. To help you get started, we're giving you 15% off the highly rated Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Formula at InfoWarsLife.com. That's 15% off the already low $19.95 price. By using our proprietary processing technique, Ancient Defense combines the power of ancient wisdom and modern science with a hand-selected blend of more than 14 different herbs and extracts. With echinacea, elderberry, ginger root, peppermint leaf, and many others, it's easy to see why I take Ancient Defense during the fall and winter season and also give it to my children. Again, Ancient Defense at InfoWarsLife.com is already very affordable. But for a limited time, you get an additional 15% off when you visit InfoWarsLife.com and start aiding your body in its natural defense. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Ancient Defense.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been researching the dramatic positive effects of a proper diet and nutritional supplementation for decades. That's why he uses and promotes Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
The most important part about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is it's liquid, and the body processes liquids differently than it processes solids. When you eat a solid food, the digestive process has to kick in. When you drink a liquid, it goes right to work, and because almost 70 million, maybe more, Americans have digestive problems, if you drink your nutrients, you bypass any kind of issues that you have with the digestive system, the stuff goes right to work. And that's the most beautiful thing about that stuff is you feel it really quickly because it's going right to work.
To see positive changes in your health, order Youngevity's Beyond Tangy Tangerine by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301. Or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show.
To the Central Texas Command Center. Heart of the Resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Sunday, October 25th, 2015. We're going to talk about this situation with the BLM illegally selling thousands of wild horses. And, of course, we've had Viggo Mortensen, the star of many movies, but one of them that you may know, of course, is Lord of the Rings trilogy.
many other movies, though. But he was on talking to Alex Jones about a documentary that he had done about this very thing, about the illegal slaughter of wild horses. But now it's been taken to a new level. And I would say not just crony capitalism, but I would say it looks kind of criminal to me. I want to get to that story, and that's the story we have up on InfoWars.com today. First, real quickly, we have Ancient Defense back for a limited time. We have 15% off of Ancient Defense. Right now at InfoWarsLife.com, you can get the highly rated Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Complex for 15% off. It combines more than 14 different herbs and extracts to help bolster the body's natural defenses. This super high-quality nutraceutical is already very affordable, but now you can get it for 15% off to try it if you haven't tried it. But now's a good time to stock up if you have tried it, because if you tried it, you probably will like it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com. Get your Ancient Defense today for 15% off while supplies last. Now, this story about the BLM illegally slaughtering horses. One of the things that I think is interesting about this is something that potentially may get the public upset, may get them angry when they see horses being slaughtered. You can't get them upset when they throw ranchers off of their land in Nevada so they can seize the land and turn it over to some large corporations for crony capitalist purposes. You can't get them upset when they throw miners off the land because take away their mining rights that they've had for nearly as long as this has been a country. No, you can't get them upset about that. They say, well, you know, these ranchers, they're just rich people. And it's like, no, they're not rich. No. Even though they had a large fine put against the Bundy family, they were not rich. You don't get rich because you have large fines, folks. Okay. You also have the BLM throwing the miners out because they said, well, there's going to be a little bit of soil runoff into the water. And then they have this massive destruction of a gold mine done by the EPA, which the Navajo Indians are asking for help now. And the federal government says, no, we're not going to help you at all. We're not going to give you any FEMA help. We're not going to do anything to clean this up. The massive spill that the EPA created that they were warned would happen by people who were there. And we were told by the retired engineer who wrote the op-ed piece, he says, not only are they going to blow this thing up and create an environmental catastrophe, but they're going to use it as justification to make the agency bigger. All of these things are happening. Very, very predictable. So does the American public get angry when they do this kind of stuff to ranchers, to miners, to farmers? We had the Texas farmer and rancher that we just ran the story about 2 weeks ago. BLM is trying to take his half of his land. They're going through Texas, the Red River area. They're moving the boundaries around, and they're going to take a massive amount of land if they're not stopped. The Texas governor, Governor Abbott, has put together a task force to push back against this theft by the BLM. So hopefully that won't happen, but they're going to take not only that rancher's land, but they will take his house if they are successful in moving those boundaries. And there's many, many other ranchers in that area that are also in that kind of situation. But now we've got a situation with horses, horses that were slaughtered. Horses are wonderful animals. People can get upset about this. Maybe they will care more about that than they do when the government throws cowboys and Indians off of their land, when they take their property, when they take their property rights, when they destroy their livelihood, when they destroy their lives. They've done everything short of killing them. And, of course, they came pretty close to killing us when we were out there at the Bundy Ranch. But they have killed a lot of horses. Now, listen to this. Here's what happened. They sold these 2,000 horses to a rancher. They paid $140,000 to deliver these 2,000 horses to a rancher named Mr. Davis. He paid only $10 a piece. $10 a piece. So he paid $20,000 for these horses, and they paid $140,000 just to transport them to him. You see a problem with that? If you're a taxpayer, even if you don't care about horses, do you see a problem with that? And then he turned around and made a profit of $154,000 by slaughtering them immediately. And that was against the law to slaughter the horses. Now, the BLM employees never attempted to verify the information that Mr. Davis provided regarding his intentions for the horses that he bought, despite the unusually large number of horses that he was buying. The agency also did not stop selling the horses to Mr. Davis after receiving reports that he was sending them to slaughter. So not only did they not do due diligence, but when they were warned that he was illegally slaughtering these horses, they continued with the program. And they continued with it, giving him this massive windfall. Okay? He made $154,000 profit, spending $20,000, and they spent $140,000 just to transport the horses to him. Now, you would think there'd be an investigation, wouldn't you? No, the Office of Inspector General declined to investigate Mr. Davis. They declined to investigate his ties to Mr. Salazar, the head of the Department of the Interior, which is over the BLM. The investigation was then referred to the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Colorado. He said, no, I'm not interested. These are powerful people. Then it was turned over to the state of Colorado County District Attorney's Office. They also declined any civil or criminal prosecution because, you know, in this country, if you're rich and powerful, you can get away with anything. It doesn't matter. Nobody's going to take a look at what you're doing. Nothing will stop them. And again, let's take a look at this report that just came out. FEMA will not help the Navajo Nation with the Gold King mine spill cleanup. FEMA says they have rejected a plea from the Navajo Nation for assistance in dealing with the fallout from the August 5th gold mine spill that sent more than 3 million gallons of toxic wastewater downstream into critical Navajo waterways. Now, of course, they have said that the EPA is to blame. They've accepted fault for that, just like in the kind of the indirect way that Tony Blair said, yeah, we were at fault for the Iraq War, so what? So what? Doesn't matter. So they create this explosion. They're warned this is going to happen, and this toxic waste is going to be very difficult to get rid of, but they're not going to help. The EPA is not going to help. They created it. They were supposed to protect the environment, weren't they? They're not only not going to protect the environment, but they're not going to clean up their own pollution. You see, the pollution is worse wherever the government controls all the land. We've seen this for a very long time. Look at the pollution in China, for example, communist China especially. But even now, that just a few people control everything in China. The real answer to pollution is not to create public lands, not to create massive government projects. It's to have private property. The Navajos don't want the water dirty. Individuals who have private property are going to take better care of it than the government is. The government uses this to increase the size of their department. The Interior Department probe of this spill concludes that the spill that fouled rivers in three states could have been avoided had the EPA team checked on water levels before digging into the mine. And the Colorado Attorney General says it answers the questions we've been asking the EPA. And the current owner of the Gold King mine feels that the EPA needs to better involve the private sector, including other area mine owners, instead of taking on the cleanup itself. See, they don't trust the EPA to clean up their own mess, and I don't blame them. I wouldn't trust them either. It's absolute insanity, but we see this. He says the takeaway is the huge government action is not the answer. You cannot keep the government accountable, whether it is fouling the water or destroying the wild horses that they were tasked to protect or the water that they were tasked to protect. They destroy the very things that they are tasked to protect because the only thing that matters to these government bureaucracies is making the government bureaucracies even larger than they were to start with. When we come back, we're going to take a look at Hillary Clinton and what happened at the Benghazi hearing. Was the most interesting thing the fact that she portrayed herself as a victim, or was it maybe what we learned about her health? We'll be right back.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com,
LiberDetox.com, see the instructional video on how to do a six-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the Revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to PowerPrepper.com or call 877-817-9829 today to learn more. That's 877-817-9829. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat. See our selection at PowerPrepper.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, October 25th, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to take a look at the Benghazi hearings with Hillary Clinton. As Maureen Dowd said in the New York Times, nobody plays the victim like Hillary. She can wield that label like a wrecking ball, and certainly she did. It looks like it was a master performance for Hillary Clinton as she lied, but there was one aspect of it that Matt Drudge picked up on that I think is very key. We mentioned it briefly on Friday, but I want to play this again for you, along with what happened in the subsequent to Matt Drudge pointing that out. The Washington Post pushed back on it, and Drudge pushed back on what the Washington Post said. Before we go to that, first, I want to let you know that we now have 10% off of InfoWars Select Foods and free shipping. This savings could amount to $300 on a one-year food supply because free shipping on this food is a huge savings in addition to the 10% off. This is USA ingredients packaged exclusively in the USA. Everything from the tote to the packaging to the food, everything is made in the U.S. It's all packaged in Ziploc bags, so nothing goes to waste. You can reseal it after it is opened. Very high-quality packaging, very high-quality food. Here's a couple of reviews from our site. Great value, what you get for the price, and perfect storage container to take up the least amount of space. Great dishes for the whole family. That was from Sky Lookup at East Bay, California. Pat Riot in L.A., California says, I've already eaten three of the food items in the product. They're really good. Maybe ordering the three-month selection now. Again, you can get 10% off of InfoWars Select Foods at InfoWarsSelect.com and free shipping on any of the food that you buy there right now. So as we looked at the Benghazi performance by Hillary Clinton, one of the things that stood out was, and it's interesting that the title of Maureen Dowd's story talking about how she played the victim, it's called The Empire Strikes Back, and you know, Hillary sounded at one point like she needed a respirator as badly as Darth Vader. She got on a coughing spree that lasted for a couple of minutes. Drudge said, I think that's maybe the most important revelation, was perhaps her health. At which point, then subsequent to that, the Washington Post on Friday declared, and this is Drudge putting back his commentary, they pushed back on what Drudge had said. And so Drudge says, well, here's what Washington Post said and here's what I say. So the Washington Post on Friday declared that Hillary Clinton does not suffer from hypothyroidism, even though her own doctor says that she does. He says symptoms of low thyroid function include fatigue, hoarseness, impaired memory. Reporter Philip Bump, consulting with his own doctor, diagnosed Clinton as having normal thyroid function based on her Benghazi performance. But Hillary's internist revealed in August that the Democrat frontrunner's medical conditions include hypothyroidism. So there you go. You got the Washington Post covering up for Hillary. Let's play a little bit of that clip and let you see what we're talking about here.
A missile cruiser, a missile destroyer, a tanker. He served in Vietnam in the Persian Gulf. Excuse me.
You need some water, madam?
Be careful with that water. If you spill it, she might melt. So this goes on for quite a while. Now, this is something that's hard to do on the radio. We didn't play this very long, but really to get the impact of this, they're going to continue playing this. So really to get the impact of this, you have to understand that this goes on for a full 2 minutes, okay? Goes on for a full 2 minutes. Unfortunately, she did eventually recover, and she resumed lying. But I want to play for you, when Matt Drudge was here visiting the studio, he and Alex talked about this very issue, about Hillary Clinton's health. I want to play a little clip of that right now.
Alex, you are one of the very few who are operating under this theory to be an independent American. In a big way, if your calling is media, fine. If your calling is sports, whatever it is, but you've got to be the greatest you can be now, before this country is so completely fractured, and we're left with Hillary's brain in the Oval Office in a jar, because that's what we're getting. She's old and she's sick. She's not a contender. They're making her a contender with these propped up Saturday Night Live things. It's like a head on a stick. And then on the Today Show with the Gunthrie, a head on a stick. She is not a viable, vibrant leader for this country of 300, including the illegals, 380 million Americans. So the media is trying to put us to sleep. You're not letting them, Alex.
Let me ask you this question, Matt. Yeah. Is the establishment, which we know is diverse, but there's different conglomerates, is it panicking? Is it trying to push everything through right now because it knows people are waking up? Or is it just completely arrogant and thinks it's invincible?
It's trying to consolidate control, yes, and there is a sense of panic about it. You look at a Telemundo or a Univision, they're kind of panicked. You look at some of these interviews that are happening this election cycle where Trump comes along, says a few things, just a few things, and soars to the top of the list. That's profound. Imagine if we actually had a good selection of candidates who were saying a lot. And I know Cruz and Rand and all the rest. However, you've got to be dynamic in this atmosphere, and it's a media country. You've got to be dynamic in media. That's the only thing that's going to work. So I am left with thinking there's not a lot of time to be your greatest self, especially online, because I don't, if it continues to get consolidated to this degree, and then we're moving into the robots, which you're so profound on, and it's going to get really ugly really fast. There's already automated news sites, Google News, hello anybody. They actually, the idiots reading that crap think there is actually a human there. There is no human there. You are being programmed to being automated, even up to your news. And Apple News, I don't know what that's about. That was also creepy. A same corporate glaze over everything. I don't see the world that way. I live in a world that's free, colorful, vibrant, takes chances, bold, stands up to power. And that's where I've made my success.
And we're always hearing the last 6-7 years that Matt Drudge is over, Matt Drudge doesn't exist, but then they have to admit Matt Drudge is bigger than ever. So this attempt to control reality or control who talks to who by these totalitarians that masquerade as liberals, I don't think is working. And now with Boehner being forced out, I think it shows the rumblings of the Tea Party beneath the surface. So, Matt, before you leave us, and I really appreciate your time.
Oh, and by the way, the presidential candidates, that's exactly what you're saying, the rumblings. Look at anybody who has any form of success in the polls is because they rumble. Where it's going to end up, I don't know. I'm very pessimistic. I'm very pessimistic on this race because I'm just not so sure it's not going to end up with the dreaded brain in the jar in the Oval Office, once known as Hillary Clinton, who is hypothyroid. Anybody who is 70 years old who's hypothyroid, you do not elect president, ladies and gentlemen. You don't do it. Now, they'll say, well, it has to be who her VP is, whether it's the Castro from San Antonio or the other Castro from San Antonio or the other Castro from San Antonio, whoever it's going to be. I just shaking now after seeing NBC giving her endless hours of airtime over the past 72 hours that Hillary's back and she's back for real. Now, what that means to you or me, what it means to me, I've got a long history with these people. They're ugly. They play dirty. They sued me for $30 million last time around with the approval of the president, announced by the press secretary of the White House, a civil action. These people, and they didn't have the NSA then. They had Echelon. They had all these other things you were talking about even then. Hillary Clinton with the NSA, good luck if you dissent. Good luck if you dissent. Snowden, I'll switch places with you. You can come over here in rotten hell because that's what it's going to be. So I'm very concerned with the lay of the land. But the rumblings you're talking about that we see in a Trump, that we see in a Carly, that do we see in a Sanders? Yeah, maybe. Also old. Old. Can the Democrats find anybody under the age of 70? What is this oldness in a vibrant country that needs to go forward to a new century? So I don't know. I'm hoping for surprises. I'm hoping for some jolts. We'll have to see.
And again, that was Matt Drudge when he was here at the InfoWars Studios talking to Alex Jones about this very issue, saying that he knew that Hillary Clinton had health issues, and then we saw that two-minute spell there where she could not get her breath, where she couldn't say a single thing. And again, you can't play that on the radio. We can't have silence with an occasional coughing going on for full 2 minutes on the radio. But it is pretty amazing if you look at that story. When we come back, we're going to talk about the legitimate concerns about what was going on in Libya. I mean, there's legitimate concerns about the email. That's a whole nother aspect. The possession of classified information on her server and non-classified information that people have been prosecuted for, other people, but not the rich and powerful like Hillary Clinton. But we're going to focus on what was going on in Libya and the lies that were told by Hillary Clinton when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.